Now, I know a woman. I know the woman that this happened to, this Christian woman. She had a healing ministry also, and she's a little older than me, but she has a tremendous healing ministry, or did have. She's about 80-something, 85 now. But she did have a great healing ministry, and there was a woman come down an aisle one day, and she told me, I was down here at Daystar one day, she told me about this. She said, there was a woman coming down an aisle to be prayed for, and said, as she's on the way down there, the Lord spoke to me and said, that woman coming down the aisle has this disease, and the reason she has it because she fantasizes about a movie star when she's having sex with her husband. So she said, when the woman walked up, she said, you have this disease? She said, how'd you know? She said, the Lord just told me that's what you have. She said, you know why you have it? She said, I have no idea. She said, the Lord told me you have it because you fantasize about a movie star when you have sex with your husband. She said, nobody knows that. She said, God knows it, and he just told me. Now I know it. So she said, God's merciful. If you'll repent, he'll forgive you, and I'll pray for it, and he'll heal you. She repented, made God a promise she'd never do it again, and the lady prayed for her, and the woman got healed. But about 6 months later, that woman was back. She's walking down that aisle. No word from God this time. When she come up, she said, what's your problem? She said, the disease come back. She said, are you fantasizing about that movie star again? The woman says, I can't help myself. Hey, I got news for you. You can help yourself. You know that?
Take your thoughts captive.
Sure. Take the thoughts captive. She didn't want to take the thoughts captive. And so it came back. The woman said, well, if you repent, I'll pray for you. She repented and said, Lord, I won't never do it again. She prayed for her, and she didn't get healed. Last time I knew, she said, last time I had a contact with that woman, she still had that disease. Some people get healed once or twice. But you know, there comes a time when God says, no, that's it. Enough's enough. That's right. I'm fed up with this. And they die early. Wow. Scary, isn't it? You want to give your years to the cruel?
No.
Nope, me neither. So you need to stay away from the places where there's prostitutes. And you don't want to be one, right? Absolutely not. Because if you are, what are you going to give your life to? The cruel one. It's going to make you sick. You know, the average young man don't know that, do they? No, they don't know that. That's right there in God's Word, isn't it, son? You know, I ain't teaching, like you said, I'm teaching a hard gospel, isn't it?
That's right.
Ooh, but I don't draw no punches, do I? God said it, I say it. And I guess that's why he answers my prayer. That's why when people repent, I love to see God answer my prayer. Don't you, Terry?
Yeah.
I love it. Yes, praise God. We love to see God answer our prayer. Okay, now let's go to Proverbs 16, verses 1 through 7. I want to show you something here. Proverbs 16, 1 through 7. There's some great stuff here. Proverbs 16, 1. The preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Now, your tongue is a very, very important thing. Now, if you've never heard the teaching on the tongue, you need to make sure you get a copy of the teaching on the tongue. It's either two cassettes or three CDs. But get a copy of that and listen to that and learn about your tongue. Because if you don't learn how to talk God's Word, you will not be able to get healed and stay healed. You have to learn to confess God's Word. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. But the Lord weighs the spirit. You know, so I can now understand what Paul said when he said, you know, as far as I know, I'm not sinning against no man. But God is my ultimate judge. But my goal to walk today is with no sin. Is that your goal, son?
Yes, sir.
That's your goal. Now then, we may mess up somewhere because God's weighing the heart, and we really don't know what's in there, do we? But we're going to try our best to walk holy before him every day of our life, aren't we?
Yes.
We ain't going to go out there and do something stupid and sin, especially intentionally, are we?
No.
Because if you sin intentionally, there is nothing but a fiery judgment of God to come upon you. You know that? After you have the knowledge of the truth.
That's right.
Now then, after let's go to 3 and 4, Dave. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord has made all things for himself. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Now, you know, I read that a lot of times before I finally got revelation on that. I didn't understand that. I says, Lord, you made all things. I don't have a problem with that. I know you made all things. But it says he made all things for himself. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. You know what I used to think that meant? I thought there's some people God just made wicked and they can't be saved. Have you ever heard teaching like that from different preachers?
No.
Yeah, I have. I have. It's a shame that I thought for a while that God made some people wicked and there was just virtually no chance of them being saved. And then one day I finally got revelation. I looked it up in the Hebrew and saw what it meant. And he's talking about the devil and his demons. God. Yeah, sure. But God made the wicked. That, in other words, he made the wicked for the day of evil. So when you come to the day of evil and you do something wrong, God made the wicked to sin against you. Do you know that? When you come to your evil day, in other words, you're going to sin today. You know, you've been tempted with something and you're going to do something that's wrong. And how many of us have ever done something that was wrong? All of us. Everybody has sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now then, when we sin, when that day of evil comes, he sends the wicked one to us whenever we sin. That's the cruel one. I don't want to give him nothing, do you? I don't want that day of evil. We don't realize that God is with us all the time, and if he wasn't merciful, somebody said, well, how about God's mercy? Let me tell you, if God wasn't merciful, and if he wasn't forgiving, there wouldn't be a person in this room today. We would all be dead and in hell. Do you know that? And most of us have sinned many times even after we got saved. I mean, some of us have lived in sin after we got saved. I mean, some of us lied every day. Some of us stole from our man that we work for every day. I'm not thinking, hey, God don't, nobody knows this. Well, I'm not going to steal much. Be like the guy that his little son got caught for stealing a pencil at school. And he's called on the carpet, and Daddy comes down and he said, what did you do? He said, well, Dad, I needed a pencil, and I didn't have one. So I had to get one off the teacher's desk. Well, I realized that's stealing, but, you know, I tried to do it with nobody watching, but somebody saw me. He said, my goodness, son, if you need a pencil, won't you come to me? I'll bring you one home from the office. Is there any difference? No. No, he's Daddy stealing. See, we don't realize the things we steal, do we? I mean, the company owes that to me, right? No, they don't owe that to you. You know, they don't owe that to you. And if you teach people these principles, like this one of the young men that worked with me for years, that he was one of my best leads down at DFW Airport, whenever they used to take parts and put on their boats and their cars and everything else. And I saw some of them doing it. One said, guys, this is stealing. Oh, he said, Thurman, you know, the company owes us this. I said, no, they agreed to pay you this much money. I said, at the end of the week or the month or whatever, do they pay you? Well, yeah. I said, well, they pay you. They don't owe you nothing. Not a dime. If you agreed to work for $100 a day or $100 a week or whatever you agreed to work for, I said, when they pay you, they don't owe you nothing. And so I said, that does not give you the right to take things home with you. Well, he heard me teach that. Then one day he was getting ready, a Friday, and he was going to, it had a weekend, and he was going to, beautiful weekend, and he had a boat, but he needed a little quarter-inch brass nipple, about 2 inches long, to go on the water system on his boat. So we had all kinds of them in the bin. Becker picks one up, puts it in his pocket, no conviction. He's still on the company premises. He walks out the front door. When he does, something hit him right between the eyes and said, you just stole that fitting. I wonder what that was, brother. Must have been the Holy Ghost, huh? Yeah, just the Holy Ghost. Now, see, he hadn't stole it till he walked out that door. As long as he's on company property, he hadn't stole it. He could have went and put it on a machine or anything. But when he walked out that front door, the Holy Spirit said, you stole that fitting. Now, he's thinking, I didn't steal that thing. They owe that to me. He said, I got out there, and all that was bothering me, I went out to my boat that afternoon. I put that thing on. He said, I'm going to go to the lake. And he said, the next morning I woke up early, and I said, that's bothering me. And I finally said, I went up to the hardware store and bought another one and come and took that one off and put the new one on, put that back in my pocket. He said, Thurman, I want you to know I put that back in the bin this morning when I did. All that conviction left. He said, you know, I hate this. And then he looked at me and said, no, I really love it. He said, until you taught me the truth, who knows how many times I stole stuff from this company with no conviction because he'd never been taught the truth of God's word. But was God holding him accountable? Yes, he was. And he wondered why he'd had so many accidents, why he'd been sick so much and all these things. And so I told him, I said, you quit stealing from this company and you walk in faith and you won't have to be sick no more and you won't never run out of money. And boy, when I left there 7 total years later, when I left, he said, you know, I am so glad I met you. He said, I'm in better shape now than I've ever been. He said, I tell you, he said, I hadn't had any more problems. Everything's better in my family. My bills are paid and I don't have any debt. My truck's paid for. He said, I never lived in a place like this till I met you. Well, what happened? He started walking in obedience to God's word. When you walk in obedience to God's word, does he promise to bless you? Sure he does. He promises it. But this right here in verse 4, the Lord has made all things. Now, who made all these things? The Lord, real clear, isn't it? For himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. So who made the devil and his demons?
The Lord.
Of course, that's not the only place he tells us that, but that's one of the places. Okay, let's go to the next couple of verses. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. If you've got pride in your heart, that'll make you sick. If it's an abomination to God, it will make you sick. Though your hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. That's pretty clear, isn't it? Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. If you got a proud heart, are you going to be punished? Yeah. So if you got a proud heart, what do you need to do with it? Get rid of it. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.